This is HPR episode 2078 entitled, What's in My Bag? And is part of the series, What's in My Toolkit? It is hosted by Windigo, and is about 15 minutes long. The summary is, a short summary of all the crap Windigo lugs back and forth.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio. This is Windigo, and I noticed two things recently. First of all, I have not done a What's in My Bag episode, and I have a bag. It took me a little while to realize this, to my shame, but I have a bag that I carry with me every single day, and it's mostly got the same stuff in it, so I figured I should do this episode. Also, I realized that HPR was low on shows because Ken Fallon sent out a message saying HPR was low on shows. So to remedy both of these situations, pardon me, I thought I would record that episode. This is also my first off-the-cuff episode, and because I'm generally a giant moron, it might sound much worse than when I think things through and write it down ahead of time. But this is a good test run, I think. So anyhow, I have a Targus book bag with three main pockets. There's the laptop pocket, a middle-ish pocket, and a front pocket, along with a couple side pouches and tinier pockets here and there. So that's the bag I carry around each day. I bring it to work, I bring it when I'm traveling. It just generally follows me around. It's nice and handy because it can go on my back and I don't have to worry about keeping my hands free. So inside this bag, I firstly always put my stainless steel coffee mug. NY Bill will appreciate that it is Stewart's store branded. It was a gift from my mother. Not really a gift. She just had a coffee mug and gave it to me because she wasn't using it. It's a 16-ounce stainless steel Stewart's branded coffee mug that I bring everywhere because I drink a lot of coffee, as you will see. Because the second item in my bag is a Stanley stainless steel thermos, which contains extra coffee. So if I'm going somewhere, I'll usually fill up the travel mug and then fill up the thermos with backup coffee. So like I said, I drink a lot. This is also why I don't drink alcohol, because this is just coffee. Imagine if this had serious life-altering problems associated with it. But anyways, the third item that I bring with me is a Clean Canteen wide 40-ounce stainless steel water bottle. Because if you drink a lot of coffee, you're going to dehydrate yourself, and it's good to follow that up with water. So now we get to the kind of technical stuff. So I also usually have a 1.5-foot micro USB cable with me at all times. This was procured from a GPS, I think. And it's just a very nice, small travel size. I don't really have anything that uses micro USB because I don't have a cell phone. But I've found that it's very handy to have this sort of thing if someone else needs it or I need to connect to a device. I also keep with me some form of Ethernet cable. Now, at the current moment, I have with me a retractable Cat5 Ethernet cable. So it winds up in a little ball, essentially. Or a reel, I suppose. It's got a little spring-loaded reel thing. And it has a crossover adapter. So I've got essentially a 3-foot-long or so Ethernet cable/crossover cable for whatever I need. And the reason I have this one is because my usual carry, which is a flat, maybe 4 or 5 foot long Ethernet cable, is in use, because that happens all the time. I've gone through several of these. It's always good to have an Ethernet cable on you if you are a computer dork. In addition to that, I carry with me a pair of Sony earbuds. These go great for, excuse me, these go great with my work computer if I need to listen to some podcasts due to a long, boring day. Or they fit perfectly with another item that I'll mention a little bit later. I also keep with me a miscellaneous handful of SD and USB storage, just in case. I have lots of little SD cards, a couple 8 GB USB drives that are great for sending an ISO onto if I need to boot to a specific distro or tool or whatever. Primary among these devices is a 64 GB tiny keychain mounted USB drive. Let me get it out. It's a 64 GB, which is absolute madness. It's almost as small as a standard USB connector, and it has 64 GB on it. It's so small I can't even read the name of it. It's a USB 3.1 Kingston. It looks like it's printed on the back, but it's the best thing in the world. Having 64 GB with you is one of those future prediction things where you could be carrying the Library of Congress in your pocket and not even realize it. It's when I found out that they were only $20 or $30, I bought two, because it's like spaceship technology. That's crazy talk. So I always have that on my keychain. It's a metal adapter. Apparently I'm a big fan of steel because I have lots of metal things. But it's a little metal USB drive. I'm currently working on getting it to be a USB drive as well as a bootable distro thing, so partitioning it out, maybe installing Grub, but I've had nothing but failures in that arena, so it's a work in progress. But then I'd have essentially my own working computer in my pocket, just sans all the hardware, and that would be amazing. So maybe that'll be a new HPR episode someday, if I can ever get it right. There are so many failed HPR episodes in my wake. But anyhow, let's see. The next item is a Maglite AA-powered flashlight. So returning to the Wendigo loves things made out of metal topic, this is a metal flashlight. It used to have a spare bulb in the tail end of it, but I've actually used that because it broke. It's a Maglite branded because they're a very, very good brand, and they're one of the couple things that I buy based on the brand. It's just they're an excellent company. They make very, very good equipment, so I'd get a Maglite over a generic brand anytime. So I keep the batteries inside, but one of them reversed so that there's a negative contact touching a negative contact and positive are on the other side so that it won't drain any of the batteries through leakage. But it doesn't get much use. It's just very handy to have around when you need it. I don't keep it on my keychain because those kind of things get very heavy, and I kind of like to keep what's in my pocket light and then put everything else in my backpack. Added to the things that I keep in my backpack is a standard generic ballpoint pen. This is actually a freebie I got from a local councilman named Bill Loeb. Bill Loeb for 3rd District, in case you were wondering. He is not even elected anymore. He's no longer running, as far as I know. But his pen is stupendous. It's still writing for as much as I write, and I just keep it along. You never know when you're going to have to fill out a customs form on a flight. So it's always good to have a pen with you. In addition to those more permanent items, I also carry my lunch with me. Usually this is in a mason jar or a, surprise, surprise, metal container, like a little metal box that clips together. It has a top and some compartments, and whatever I'm eating at the moment usually goes into a jar or a box and comes with me until I can heat it up at work. If you happen to meet me on a Wednesday and look in my bag, I will have my backup drive. Or if it's a Thursday and I forgot to do backups on Wednesday, you'll see that too. I always bring home my backup drive, which is just a 2 terabyte internal 3.5-inch hard drive, whatever the big ones are. It's nothing fancy. It's just I have a USB hard drive dock attached to my desktop computer, so I pop it in like a Super Nintendo cartridge, do my backups with rsync, and then unpop it and bring it back to work with me so that I have super cheap and easy off-site backups. So the only dangerous part is if I forget to do backups and it's in my book bag and I'm at home and my house burns down and I don't grab my book bag, well, that's, you know, that's tough luck, I guess. But ordinarily, I keep my data on my computer and in this offsite backup drive that I just trek around with. If it is a day that I'm working at the tech center, you will usually find a Zorizon Varix laptop with an AC adapter in my book bag. This is my, I think it's 15-inch, pretty serious laptop. It was meant as a desktop replacement maybe 5 or 6 years ago, so it can pull its own weight. But you have to pull its own weight too, because it's chunky. They're not really building for ease of travel. They were building for power when they made this laptop. So it's big. I usually don't bring it around all the time, but if I'm going to be stuck at the tech center for 4 hours and want my own machine to do whatever on, I bring that guy. Ordinarily, it's just sitting on my nightstand and is our movie machine, so we watch movies on it. And no matter what day it is, the last item you will find in my book bag is a Dell Mini 9 with its AC adapter. I actually have two, thanks to NY Bill, and I bring one with me all the time, and one of them's plugged in permanently somewhere in my house so that I can charge it wherever I am. The Mini 9 being the most stupendous computer ever made by man. It's the greatest little machine. This is my favorite computer of all time. It's been cannibalized a couple times. There's different parts in it. It's actually a composite of two Dell Mini 9s right now. But if I am anywhere, I want to have that computer with me. It's performant enough to do most stuff, but it's a perfect remote machine. I use it mostly for SSHing into bigger and more powerful boxes, but it's just, it has a battery that lasts for 7 or 8 hours and cost $35. The battery did, of course, not the computer. I've had it for a very long time, I want to say 8 years, and it's just still trucking, very light, perfect battery life. It's just, it's hard to beat. So that is always with me. I even stuck a little 32 gigabyte USB drive in the side for bulk storage, because it only has, I think it's a 6 or 8 gigabyte SSD in it, which is more than enough for Linux, as long as you don't want to put anything in your home directory. So I just stash all of my portable movie files and music and anything else on this little external Kingston drive, which is another one of those just about as big as the USB connector drives, so it doesn't take up any extra space. It's just good to have with you. So I always have my Mini 9 if I need to hack on some code when I'm waiting for jury duty, or if we need to check up on flight details while we're traveling, or I even... There was a occasion this Christmas where I was stuck on a plane next to a 10-year-old who was unaccompanied, and we talked for a while, but children are exhausting. So I happened to have Finding Nemo on my laptop and put it on and gave him the headphones that I keep with him, and that occupied him for quite a bit. So that was fantastic. That was a great story, actually. That might be a HPR episode I need to get into. But if Hitchhiker's Guide had been designed around my life, your towel would be a Dell Mini 9, because I don't use towels that much. But this Mini 9, constantly. So, with that concluding note, that's what's in my bag. That's, if you bump into me at any random time, you can probably ask for these items unless I rotate them out, which is pretty unlikely. I even tried to downsize to a laptop bag that some people might remember from the first Dog Gamp. Comfortably fits a personal pan pizza from Pizza Hut, but does not comfortably fit most of this crap that I keep with me all the time. So it was back to the book bag. This is about the minimal I can bring with me and still be comfortable and functioning. So if you haven't recorded this episode, this What's in My Bag episode, you should do it because it's really interesting and it makes you kind of criticize what you bring with you all the time. It's a nice way to reassess your life a little bit, which I don't know about everybody else, but I can use. So this has been Windigo, and I look forward to hearing your next HPR episode.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.